News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The only story in town really dominating all the papers and all media channels this morning is Leo Varadkar stepping down as Taoiseach and leader of Fine Gael. Obviously in a shock announcement yesterday, Shane. Amazing how quickly the political news cycle moves on. Obviously, we all were reacting to Leo for a period, but now we're all about the king is dead, long live the king.
Yeah,
who absolutely. Will that king be?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, Ciara. It's just one very small thing. I mean, I was going back through all the former Taoiseach. I think you have to go back to Sean Lamass to find the last time a Taoiseach voluntarily said...
They usually hang on by their fingernails.
Yeah, either they're pushed out by the electorate or they're pushed out by their party and it's time for them to go. But this is, I think, Lamass decided to move on. And that's what Leo Varadkar, uncharted territory.
Yeah, a great expression he used last night at the parliamentary party meeting. He said he couldn't find anyone to stab him in the back, so he fell on his own sword. Was he right to do it?
Well, look, he clearly was not happy in the job. And I think if you're not happy in the job and you can move, I think you should. I think that's what he's decided to do. I don't think he had any appetite for fighting a general election. I don't think the locals and Euros would have been good for Fine Gael. He would have come under scrutiny. And I just think he felt he'd had a good run and he'd had enough. And I think we should respect that. As to who will succeed him, I think it's a straight fight between Simon Harris is the front runner, but as I said to you earlier in the show, the front runner doesn't always win these contests. I think it's a straight fight between Simon Harris and, if he chooses to stand, Pascal Donoghue. And I think if Pascal Donoghue chooses to stand, he's said before he wasn't interested in leadership, but I wonder, I'd say he's considering it. I think if he does stand, I think it'll be mighty close. I really do. I think it's too close to call between the two.
As a party, do they want a contest or do they want a coronation?
I think for the sake of the government and stability, a coronation might be better and quicker and easier. But in terms of getting the right person, I think maybe take the 2 weeks and have a contest.
This is all going to impact, of course, on maybe the general election. There was noises that it could have been October, November, but do you think that's dead in the water now?
I think that's gone now. And I would have said, under no circumstances go beyond November. Don't leave it to early next year. But I think Fianna Fáil will insist, and I think the Greens will insist, okay, we're going to back you for Taoiseach, whoever it is, Simon Harris, Pascal Donoghue, or whoever. We'll back you, but we're not having an election until February
I presume
the earliest.
All the almost unanimous chorus from the opposition of general election now, that's just shouting at windmills.
Look, Sean Lamass, Jack Lynch, Charlie Haughey, Albert Reynolds, John Bruton, Brian Cowan, Leo Varadkar, they are all Taoiseach who have been elected by the Dáil, not after a general election. The only new
kind
thing
of how democracy works, isn't it?
It is how government people. There's a misunderstanding. People do not elect Taoiseach. People elect governments, and then the Dáil votes on who the Taoiseach should be.
Any possibility that within the coalition itself that they wouldn't actually support a new Fine Gael?
Some rumours last night that some of the rogue Fianna Fáilers, the rebels in the party might say, yeah, we voted for one Fine Gael TD, we're not voting for another one, you can sling your hook, Micheál. And that maybe some of the Greens might do that. I think unlikely when push comes to shove, but I wouldn't entirely rule it out.
It's really interesting stuff. Let us know this morning what you think. Does it boil down to Harris versus Donoghue? Is that where we are at? Is that style versus substance, as some people have suggested, or is that actually just very reductive and there's much more to it than that? We'd love to hear from you this morning. Tell us what you think about Leo's resignation. Tell us what you think about where we go from here. 087 1400 106.
Now, let's stay with this. We're joined by the Minister for Education, Norma Foley. Minister, it's really bad timing for the government. We're less than a year out from a general election, only, weeks from a local and European elections. You've kind of been left in the lurch a little bit.
No, I don't think that at all. I think, look, the first rule of politics and probably the last rule of politics too is, you know, expect the unexpected. And, you know, when you're in the world of politics, you have to be resilient. You know, you have to meet the situation as it's presented, and the situation has presented itself, with the Taoiseach making his announcement yesterday. And I would like at the outset really to pay tribute to the Taoiseach. You know, he has a distinguished record of over 20 years involvement in politics, you know, served in four government departments, 7 years in the position of Taoiseach. And I really do want to say I very much enjoyed working with him. He has a very relaxed and open style. You know, he's a good man to take a call, or probably even more importantly, to return a call, no matter what part of the world he's in. So I like him. I've liked working with him, and I do sincerely wish him well.
Nevertheless, it has increased it's led to instability in government. I presume you'd like to see a new leader of Fine Gael and a new Taoiseach elected as quickly as possible.
Look, again, as I say, you know, this is the cut and thrust of politics. You know, this is a three-party government, and it has been a solid government from day one. I think the issue as it arises now is a matter for Fine Gael. They've already determined that they're moving very quickly on it. I think the nominations for a potential leader open today. So this will be resolved in a very short space of time. And in the meantime, the work of government, you know, continues. Like, I'm in Mullingar today. I'm turning the sod on a new special school, turning the sod for an extension for another school, and on to Kilbeggan, where I'm opening a brand new school. So, and also today we're launching the summer school programme. So, you know, the work of government continues, will continue, and Fine Gael will go about their business in terms of the election of the new leader.
Will everybody in Fianna Fáil vote for whoever is appointed as the new Fine Gael leader? Some suggestions, some rumours last night that some of the rebels in your party might say, you know what, I'm not, you know, we didn't sign up for this. We didn't, you know, we backed Leo for Taoiseach, not doing it a second time or a third time in this stall, and not doing it for a second Fine Gael leader. Are you confident every Fianna Fáil TD will vote for whoever is nominated by Fine Gael?
Absolutely. You know, we formed a programme for government, and the programme for government very explicitly recognises, you know, that we signed up to an agreement with the other, with the Green Party and with Fine Gael. We will honour that agreement. I mean, you know, they have honoured the agreement thus far in terms of our part in it, and I would expect 100% we will honour this agreement to the full, and we will fulfil our mandate to serve, which is a 5-year mandate, and as I say, the work of government will continue.
We have never had a Dáil that has elected three Taoiseach before. Isn't there an argument at this stage that we're, you know, at most 11 months out from a general election, that really what should happen now is that the government goes before the people, that it's a general election, and actually it's allow the people to pick the next government and by extension the Taoiseach?
But to be fair, the people have selected the government, and that's how we went to the polls 4 years ago.
Three Taoiseach ago, though.
Indeed, but, you know, as I say, you know, when it was presented in the first instance, it was presented where you would have a rotating Taoiseach. But also in politics, you must be prepared for the unforeseen. You must be prepared for the, you know, the unexpected. You know, if you have a belief in service, well, then you serve to the end. And this certainly was unexpected. But it doesn't mean that the service should be interrupted. The mandate to serve should not be interrupted. So we will continue to serve. You know, it's not unprecedented. You know, we have seen, you know, other situations where, you know, Taoiseach have been nominated midterm. You know, this is how Jack Lynch succeeded Sean Lamass.
It's never happened twice in a Dáil term before, though. That's the difference.
Indeed, because this rotating Taoiseach was a new innovation of this government. And I think if you were to even stand back from it, I think you would have to say that it worked seamlessly. It worked very well. I think there might well have been some doubts originally as to how well it would work, but it has worked really, really well. There was a seamless transition from Taoiseach to Taoiseach to Taoiseach to Taoiseach. Things have worked very well, and this government is intent, as I say, in following through in its mandate.
Will Fianna Fáil insist on a February or March 2025 general election? Will they insist on that as a quid pro quo for voting for the Fine Gael nominee for Taoiseach?
Well, look, to be fair, you know, I think the leader of our party in Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has always been very clear that, you know, when you get a mandate, it's always best to fulfil that mandate in its entirety, which is the 5-year mandate. He also has a very fair point, I think, when he references, you know, when you have the long-term mandate, you make long-term decisions and you don't make short-term decisions. And I think that serves the general public best. So that has always been our preference. But I also recognise, and I think everybody recognises, it is in the gift of the Taoiseach of the day. But that's our view, but it is within the gift of the Taoiseach of the day.
We will leave it there. Minister for Education, Norma Foley, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let's bring in Piers Doherty, Deputy Leader of Sinn Féin. Piers, I heard your party yesterday calling for a general election. Why is there a need for a general election? It's quite routine for the Dáil to change Taoiseach midstream. It's happened, I think, on at least 7 occasions in the past. Nothing new here, nothing to see here.
Well, it's never happened that we've had three Taoiseach in one term.
Yeah, that's because of the revolving Taoiseach thing, though. That is unique circumstances.
With respect, you put the question, so I'm just telling you, that has never happened. The second thing that's never happened is we've never had a party that has ended up in third position in a general election that the Taoiseach is going to be somebody that wasn't even standing for that office or putting himself or herself before the people in that capacity. And we're in the fourth year, and the fifth year now, actually, 4 years after the general election of this government, a government, in my view, that has run out of road, a government that the Taoiseach himself has recognised as he's thrown in the towel that he's not up for the job. It is our view that the government isn't up for the job. And if they're confident in their own ability and in their own track record, then let the people have the say. Let the people have the say and let them decide whether the change that they want is a change of Taoiseach or a change of government. And I'm very convinced that it is a change of government that the people want, because they see the record of Fine Gael, and not just Leo Varadkar's record, but Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil's record on housing, on the health crisis, on issues like disability, on the cost of living pressure that people are facing at this point in time. And I am confident if the people have their say that they will not choose, as Fine Gael, go into conclave and decide who's going to be the next Taoiseach of the country. I think that they will have a very different opinion in relation to that. And I think we have not interfered.
You talk about the party going into conclave. Should that switch Sinn Féin do all the time? Sure, Mary Lou McDonald, there was no leadership election for Gerry Adams. There was no leadership election for Mary Lou McDonald. Michelle O'Neill was picked to be the First Minister. It's a little bit rich for Sinn Féin to talking about party conclave. So that's your modus operandi.
Not at all. Whoever is the leader of Fine Gael, it doesn't bother me a bit. And how they select their leader doesn't bother me a bit. What does bother me is the highest office in the land, that there's an idea now over the next number of days that a group of Fine Gael senators and TDs that are, in my view, completely out of touch, are collectively responsible for what we're seeing in our state every single day.
Today we have news, Sean Lamass, Piers, you know your political history as well as I do. Sean Lamass, Jack Lynch, Charlie Haughey, Albert Reynolds, John Bruton, Brian Cowan, Leo Varadkar all became Taoiseach in this way. There's nothing new about this.
And I've already pointed this out. This is the third Taoiseach in one term. And tell me which one of them was in a party that didn't win the general election, that actually came third. Did this Taoiseach that Fine Gael is
that's
trying
democracy.
To create...
That's democracy. That's how it works, Piers. That's how democracy works. You don't in a general election vote for the Taoiseach. You vote for the government. The Dáil picks the Taoiseach. That's our constitution. That's how it works.
I understand our constitution. I took Micheál Martin and his government to court under the constitution because they were refusing democracy in Donegal at the time of a by-election, trying to hold on to power. And I won. I beat the government at the time. So I know exactly how governments are elected, how TDs are elected. What I'm saying very clearly, and it is my opinion, and I believe it is the opinion of the wider public, that what we need is a general election, because what we do not need is just a change of Fine Gael Taoiseach.
Well, you'll have a general election within 11 months anyway. So, I mean, to be fair, you're in the opposition. The opposition don't get to pick the general election date. That's another reality of Irish politics. It's in the hands of the government. They were elected. Like, this idea that they don't have a mandate and that people... You don't have a clue if people want a general election or not. Nobody knows that.
Well, first of all, I believe that people do want a general election. I'm very in tune with what is happening in my own community and my own right across the state. And the one demand that we hear over and over again is to get this government out. I don't believe that this is this type of carve-up, as I said. I have no interest in how Fine Gael's leader is selected, but I do have an interest in relation to how the Taoiseach is selected. And this will come to a vote before the Dáil. And I do have a vote, and the opposition does have a vote. And what we are saying, particularly to people and the independents who have given support to the Taoiseach, that this is not what we should have. We shouldn't have a third rotating Taoiseach in this term. We shouldn't have a carve-up that is basically decided by Fine Gael who is going to be the Taoiseach. What we need is a general election. And as I said, if people are convinced of their track record, if people are convinced of the vision that they offer in the future, put it to the people. And that has happened as well. Okay. And we've heard Leo Varadkar. So let me finish on this here. When Brian Cowan in 2010 appointed his new ministers with the Greens in the autumn of 2010, Leo Varadkar stood up on the floor of the Dáil and demanded that there would be an election. election that demanded that they would go to the people and look for a mandate. We are saying the same thing.
Pierce.
If they think that they can get a mandate, then let's let the people decide, because I'm very confident with the leadership we have, with the vision we have and the policies we have.
Pierce, we have your point. Pierce Doherty, Deputy Leader of Sinn Féin, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
This morning.